Officials in North Carolina are preparing to execute a man tomorrow who says he's innocent and that DNA testing would prove it. The problem is law enforcement investigators lost the evidence. The man's supporters say his case embodies many of the problems with the death penalty, such as shoddy police work and incompetent lawyers. Prosecutors say the innocent's claims are misleading. They say it was a clear case of domestic violence ending in murder. From member station WUNC in Chapel Hill, Brent Wolf reports.
A Warren County jury took just 23 minutes to convict Charlie Mason Alston Jr. of murdering his girlfriend 11 years ago. Pamela Perry was found in her home beaten with the claw end of a hammer and suffocated with a pillow. Earlier, Alston had threatened and assaulted Perry after finding her with another man. She was found dead 2 days after Alston was convicted of assaulting Perry. Former Warren County District Attorney David Waters says he has no doubt Alston committed the murder because he had the motive and the opportunity.
I know in truth Charlie Mason Alston perpetrated this crime, and the truth is he did it alone, and if any other person would ever be charged, the truth is they would be innocent, and I would be willing to go to court and defend them.
Alston's supporters say the jury convicted him so fast because his original court-appointed attorneys did such a bad job defending him. For example, they didn't question why there wasn't any blood or fibers on his clothes. They didn't question why there were someone else's fingerprints on the jar of coins he was supposed to have stolen from Perry's home. And they didn't call as a witness the state trooper who gave Alston a ride 45 minutes after Perry was killed. The trooper didn't notice any blood on Alston or anything unusual in his behavior. Alston's current lawyer, Janine Fedor, says that's more than enough to raise a reasonable doubt.
And it seems to me that combination of all these exonerating facts, the lack of any physical evidence, lack of any eyewitness evidence, the lack of any confession or admission, and just the weak circumstantial nature of the state's case, makes the risk of wrongful conviction here so high that execution would be just a gross injustice. And on top of all that, the state loses the one piece of evidence that could really exonerate him.
The medical examiner took scrapings from under Perry's fingernails because it appeared she fought her attacker, and bits of his skin or hair might be under her nails. Alston would have had a right to have these scrapings analyzed under a new North Carolina law guaranteeing inmates the right to DNA testing of evidence, but investigators lost the scrapings 6 years ago. However, former Warren County District Attorney David Waters doubts the scrapings would prove anything, even if they weren't lost.
Those scrapings were never analyzed. Whether or not they contain DNA, it is impossible to know. And even if they do contain DNA, the probative value of that is still open to some question.
According to the Innocence Project at the Cardozo School of Law in New York, 11 death row inmates have been exonerated nationwide since DNA testing became available. Alston is trying to get a hearing on the issue from the U.S. Supreme Court, and speaking from a prison cell, he says he hasn't given up hope.
I believe in the system. You know, I believe justice will, you know, will prevail. The truth will come out, and hopefully, you know, I'll get some help.
But Warren County Assistant District Attorney Susan Thompson says Pamela Perry deserves justice.
He killed her, and if he is not punished in accordance with the law, it makes a mockery of the justice system.
Alston's best chance to avoid execution may be clemency from Governor Mike Easley. The governor usually spends 2 hours meeting with lawyers on both sides of a capital case before making a decision. He spent 4 hours discussing this case. For NPR News, I'm Brent Wolf in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.